Hello and welcome to our second episode of Microsoft Dev Radio, all about Windows 8. I am Nisha Bakshi and I'm here with Jerry Nixon, my co-host, and we are here with Daniel Egan today to discuss converting Windows Phone app to Windows 8. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Nisha.
Nisha, I was disappointed in the name of the show. I thought it was going to be Windows 8 Developers Gone Wild. What happened?
I'm sorry. That didn't go through LCA.
It didn't happen. Nisha, I'm talking to you from Colorado here. Usually this is God's country. I think it's Hell's Kitchen right now. It's so hot, it's unbelievable. I'm excited to talk to Daniel today. You know, we're talking about phone development, but not specifically just phone development, but the use of an app that you've developed on the phone and migrating that to take advantage of Metro and Windows 8. And as you know, Daniel's one of my peers, probably the seventh favorite developer evangelist I know, and he knows more about Windows Phone probably than anybody. And so
I'm not your peeriest peer?
Say it again.
I'm not your peeriest peer?
You're my peeriest peer. I've never
there
met
you go.
You're lucky number seven, Daniel. Lucky number seven.
There you go.
I'm only kidding. Daniel, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about you, so we can get a level set of who you are.
Well, as Nisha said, I'm a developer evangelist out of Southern California, beautiful Southern California that doesn't get too hot or too cold.
Yeah.
So it's perfect here. The weather's perfect here. I've been a developer evangelist for 4 years. Right now I'm focusing on phone and, talking a lot about how it relates to Windows 8.
Yeah, very excellent. I think you might have been at the event last week. That was pretty exciting. Some new things coming out there, too.
I was. Surprisingly, I was not at the LA event, but I was at the NorCal event for Windows Phone. So, yeah, that was a really cool event.
You're so lucky. You're the luckiest guy I know. I think that you would be sixth favorite if only I was luckier. pretty exciting. But Windows 7, there's a lot of apps in the marketplace for Windows 7. That's true?
That is true. I didn't know that was a question. You know, normally there's that inflection or a question mark at the end.
Everything has an inflection at the top. Are there a lot of phones in the Windows marketplace?
Yes, that too. So they haven't actually said numbers, but there's both phones and a lot of apps in the marketplace as well. So.
And with developers putting a lot of love and energy into their apps on the marketplace, it's exciting to think about taking some of that work and transferring it over to Windows 8 and taking advantage of the opportunity there.
Yeah, I think they announced, 100,000? We've gone over 100,000 in the actual marketplace just last week, so.
Yeah, at my last count, I was at about 30. I haven't gotten past that.
Yeah. I would stop counting at 30. So.
That's right. So, tell me what you're working on.
So right now we're working on a really cool event. It's called Convertathon. And Convertathon allows you to take all that fantastic work you've done with Windows Phone and convert it to a Windows 8 app. So
nice.
We've been running a couple of those events, and they've been going really well.
Nice. Who are you targeting there as an audience?
It's interesting. It's who we're targeting now, and it's actually wide open. So who we're targeting now is we've done a ton of Windows Phone events where developers come in. We teach them in a day how to build an application from scratch. And so we have a ton of developers that have already built Windows Phone apps. And so we're teaching them how to, take the knowledge that they already learned and converting it over.
I saw the announcement. Windows 7 apps will run on Windows 8, right?
Yeah, so they did announce, so if you're a developer and you have a application in the marketplace, you don't have to do anything. It'll automatically work on Windows Phone 8. We'll actually do the conversion and the recompile for you. So that's great news. So the 100,000 apps that are already out there will work on Windows Phone 8.
Yeah, and to be clear, I misspoke it there, but they'll run on Windows Phone 8, but Windows 8, what, is not a natural migration over there? They don't recompile for you there? What's the story?
Oh, okay. So if you're talking about Windows 8 itself, the story is not bad at all. It's like a lot of things, a lot of your code will port. So there's some decisions you have to make. Most importantly, I think the most work is going to be around re-envisioning your app. So Windows 8 is a different platform. And what I mean by that is obviously not a computer, but you have a lot more screen real estate. So however you envisioned your Windows Phone app, you have to re-envision it for, even though they're both, you know, quote-unquote Metro, you have to re-envision how it should look on a Windows 8.
Right. A lot of the philosophy that developers have used to build Windows 8, especially around design guidelines and things like that, there's a consistency between the two.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the flow, if I could nail down two things that I personally think, I think it's just the screen real estate and the flow. You know, you start talking about how you utilize a tablet or a laptop and how your application is going to flow in it, you know, from the snapping to the side to going landscape and all that stuff. Those are the two big things that you really have to, quite honestly, rewrite, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, Windows 8 isn't in your palm, right? It's on an actual machine, and you have to account
right.
for that.
Right.
Yeah. So give me some time frames. I have a Windows Phone app. I've decided I'm going to migrate that over to Windows 8. What am I looking at as far as level of effort?
You know, that's a great question. In our first Convertathon, we had quite a few people. Obviously, the whole point of that thing is to bring your app you've already created. And we had about 15 people come in that day and convert their app in a day. Now, was there things to clean up? You know, absolutely. But it's really not that difficult, especially because one of the things that's difficult about writing an app is not just writing it, but it's conceptualizing what you want your app to do. And if you have a Windows Phone app, you already have that done. A lot of the C# code will come over very easily. And then it's just really just rewriting the interface.
Daniel, on what percentage, would you actually, of people that you've seen at these Convertathons, actually have to rewrite code? I know you said that there are some aspects that you might have to. Do you have like a rough estimate just to maybe give some of our listeners some ease?
Yeah, of who would have to rewrite code, that's an easy one. That's 100%.
Right.
People
I mean,
that have
like
to
what,
rewrite code.
what percentage of their app, you know, would be like completely different, like rewriting something totally different?
You know, it's not totally different, and the percentage will depend on what you utilized in your application. So the things, and most developers, quite honestly, should be used to this. There's always upgrades in technology. If you've been developing for a long time, you're used to this. And a lot of stuff, APIs will change. So how you do stuff and how you want to do stuff is the same. You need to navigate from one page to another, right?
Right.
In Windows Phone 7.5, you know, use this API. In Windows 8, use this API. So there's always some, but it's not that difficult. It was interesting to see live, quite honestly, because if you're a developer, you know what happens. You move your code over and you look for the squiggly lines to figure out what broke, right? But a lot of it, quite honestly, a lot of it was easy. If you're using statements already, the end and the methods were the same. It's just the front part wasn't. So adding the correct using statements fixed a ton of them. So it's really, I thought, a pretty smooth process.
So it's easy. Don't want to scare people. Good.
I think it's really easy. It's really easy to port over your app. I mean, you know, that depends obviously on the complexity of what you've done
drop,
with your app.
Right?
Yeah. It's drag and drop.
Control V.
It's actually voice activated.
That's what comments are for.
You just look at your phone and say, move my app, and it does it. It's amazing.
There's a right click. If you don't see that, you don't have an expensive enough version of Visual Studio.
Exactly.
Nice. So, let's think about it. So you're creating you've created the Convertathon. It steps developers through those key aspects that they need to look at and start addressing if they're going to go over to Windows 8. One of them is going to be real estate that you were just talking about, changing screen size, being able to support these different views like Snap View. What are some other, now let's just look at it from a 50,000-foot view. What are the next big steps that developers are thinking about?
Well, a 50,000-foot view is interesting because you really have to think not just that high up, but long term. So, you know, there's a short term process, in my opinion, I want to get my app in the marketplace. What's the quickest way to do that? Port my app over, done. But looking forward, you know, since we've had the announcement that the Windows 8 Core is going to run on the phone, you're going to want to think about manageability. So, you know, first it's, and I don't mean doing it in a poorly executed way, but you're going to want your app over there in the marketplace done. But then you want to start thinking about how can I make it as easy as possible to write for or continue to write for Windows Phone and Windows 8. And so,
right. So you the difference is Git code, right? That's what you're trying
right.
to solve.
The yeah. differences between the two, how do I separate them out? How do I refactor it to make it easy going forward that I can keep adding stuff to both of them?
Yeah. And that's a bunch of strategies, right? That's a strategy of linked files, sometimes some debug comments that switch out using statements. Have you seen other techniques too?
No, I'm even thinking dumbing it down even, more than that is, how are you doing navigation? How can you abstract that out into classes that you can swap out? Are you utilizing MVVM? If not, sometimes actually in a Windows Phone app, I suggest it. It's not that complex of an app. MVVM could be too heavy, right? Well, now this is a reason to do that, to extract it out, right? So those type of things are things I think they should be thinking about.
Yeah. And let's see, the portable class library is another option if they want to reuse code between projects as well. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, we have screen real estate. The next one, we're going to have namespace changes. Some namespaces will vanish, right? I mean, you're going to have to figure out the different way to do it, and between the two, be able to swap back and forth so you don't have too much duplicate code. What's the next thing that you see the developers looking at when they're building it out and doing that migration into Windows 8? But let me ask you, before you say that, though, when you were talking earlier, it was how do you balance between getting it to the market fast? Because, we've always told Windows Phone developers to take that extra time to make your app great, because the first 30, 40 reviews that you get are going to really drive the momentum of your app. You don't want to put into the marketplace some crummy app. So you don't want to go too fast, right?
Well, quite honestly, if we're still talking about developers that have already built their app, they've already cleaned it up a lot in Windows Phone 7. And so that mentality is already there. It's not my first time. Obviously, the screen itself is going to be different, and how you show your stuff is going to be different, but the idea is already there. And honestly, it's a game, because to me, my personal opinion, you want to get it in there, get your quality app in there as fast as possible. You want to be in there when the marketplace hits, when the devices come out. So I would myself weigh more on speed and getting it in there. And then you always have time to reevaluate what's going on. And one of the interesting things, and I think one of the things that's going to happen for Windows Phone developers is Windows 8 has this, and I don't use the marketing terminology they do, but they have this less is more thing. So that plays right into the hands of getting it in there quickly. Your app doesn't have to do everything under the sun. Do one thing and do it very well. Get it in there and get people using it.
Yeah, every time you say you need to dumb down an app, my ears perk up. Those are the apps I like most. So for UI changes, so I'm a developer. I've written my app in Windows Phone 7. I'm going to port it over. There are going to be some control changes, some XAML changes. What are some of the big ones that developers look at, and kind of how do they mitigate that?
It goes quite honestly on an app-by-app basis. One of the, I think, cool things that we did at the Convertathon is as developers who were working, we had them write up on the board, this is what's not working in my app. Because you can't go over every single API change, right?
Yeah.
So we had some interesting ones. A guy had a game where he was using, XNA for the sound files and stuff. And so there's different APIs in Windows 8 using the sound files. So it's really just plop it in there, see what's not working, and fix it. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So your go-to app, your sample app that you use in your Convertathon is your Coffee Finder. Yeah. So when you were doing the major conversion over from Windows Phone to Windows 8, what did you hit right away?
The navigation is a big thing, and it's actually, well, I don't want to say better or worse, but I like how navigation works in Windows 8 better than Windows Phone 7. So that was a big one for me. Quite honestly, none of it's rocket science. It's, use this, navigate that whatever in Windows 7, use this. And so switching over that code isn't different. One that's still hitting me and still taking time, and I think is going to hit every developer, is just to go back to the beginning, is how it looks. I liked how my Coffee Finder looked on the Windows Phone. It was basic. It did what it needed to do. But in that process, I didn't need two screens, was the first thing. and then even the first screen just seems way too bare. So I'm trying to think of a way to make, without adding stuff, I don't want to add stuff, but I want to make it a better experience, right? Yeah, less is more, but I want the experience better, and so that's where I'm still working on, to try to make it a better looking app, because it's harder to do on a bigger, more real estate. So
yeah, you get the balance between less is more and the user saying, "What, this is it?"
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of the controls, and then how developers transition away from some controls that are very common in Windows Phone but aren't common in Windows 8. I know one of them is Panorama, another one is Pivot. And so if I have an application, I've leveraged those inside my application. What do you see developers choosing to mitigate those differences between the two platforms?
Well, you know, depending on Windows Phone, depending on how you utilize them, the Panorama and the Pivot were very similar. Yeah. You know, quite honestly, there were slight differences. You know, Pivot was supposed to be a tabbed interface, but people use them in a very similar way. So I'll kind of just blend those two in together as one thing. There is not a Panorama in Windows 8, but Windows 8 lends itself to the same type of flow as you had in the Panorama. So it doesn't loop all the way around like Panorama does, but if you've worked with any of the Windows 8 apps, even the sample ones on there, you've seen some, you see you have that hub feel, that flow of information from left to right. So honestly, I think obviously there'll be some tweaks you have to do, but I think the flow from a Panorama to Windows 8 will be quite easy. Obviously, it's not a copy-paste, as we've been talking about in the UI, but I think you can conceptually lay it out how you did on the Windows Phone in Windows 8.
Yeah, I think about it, those differences, I almost appreciate them because it doesn't allow copy-paste. I think we'd see a lot of that if it was allowed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we'd
see
a lot of apps in Windows 8 that were kind of crummy because they were beautiful in Windows Phone, but they just don't fit.
Yeah, you actually see that on other platforms, the phone app on a larger size, and they just increase the size. You're like, it doesn't look good on the new size. So,
what are you talking about? Other platforms? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
no way, man. This is Metro developers gone wild right here. That's right. So here's a question I get a lot, right? So I know that I have to support SnapView inside Windows 8. I'm going to create a Metro application. I'm going to have full screen supported. Now I'm going to have to do SnapView. I've got a Windows Phone app that I'm migrating over. What do you say to the developer who says, SnapView's done, right? I already did that. I call it my phone. What do you say to those guys?
You know, quite honestly, theoretically, I think you can do it. Obviously, XAML to XAML, you'll have to change some stuff. And the SnapView, in the size of how the SnapView is, would be very similar to the look and feel of your phone app. But in most apps that are going to be in Windows 8 and utilize SnapView, you actually have to have SnapView. It's really just going to be a list of information. Now, there's going to be some apps that use that side more creatively. So I wouldn't take what my Windows Phone did and just put it in the SnapView. I would just rethink it because it's really just going to be a list. Lists are easy to bind to, and it allows you to see the information. So while, you know, it sounds like it would be cool and easy to do to just port your, you know, a screen of Windows Phone over, conceptually, I don't think it would fit for most apps.
Okay. Now, I'm using a lot of resources. You know, I handle theme all the changes in theme, black and or dark and light, you know, in Windows Phone. What's the experience I get there? How do I handle those differently in Windows 8?
You know, that's a great question, Jerry, that I haven't really explored in Windows 8 yet. So I haven't gone through that experience.
Never mind that question.
Thanks for that, though.
Stupid question. All right. So, Daniel, there's a lot of the reason applications in the Windows Phone marketplace are really awesome, I think, partly is because we've got so many third-party controls that contribute to an incredible UI, and they leverage those. That we're gonna have that same story in Windows 8. What have you heard there? What are you thinking about that?
Well, one of the things I've heard developers talking about is on the HTML5 side of Windows 8, there are a lot more controls, and quite honestly, that's easy to do because of the nature that it's HTML5 and the libraries that they use to do that stuff.
You mean because they don't have to be compiled to WinRT? That's the reason there are so many.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, simple things that developers want to use, like a ratings control, right? It's already in the HTML5 side. It's not on Windows 8 side. It's one that pops up for some reason quite a lot for me. Yeah, that too. But, you know, there's already open source things that are out there. People, because it's, you know, all just XAML. And the control vendors that we have out there, you know, the major players out there, have always had a ton of controls for Windows. And quite honestly, this is going to be, I think, a piece of cake for them, because they already have Silverlight controls. They have WPF controls. They have phone controls. And moving over and porting the XAML to the WinRT is, I think, going to be easy. I haven't heard any dates for any betas coming out, but I think getting controls
and
for your app.
They're the big vendors, right? Like Infragistics, Component One, Telerik.
Telerik, yeah. Telerik, yes. Not Telerik, it's Telerik.
Okay, well, you brought it up. I want to bring it up, too. I want to say developers are going to come.
What did I say?
Cross-platform, right? Developers are going to say, I'm going to build my app. I built my app in XAML in Windows Phone. But what if I built my app in HTML5, right? I mean, should I migrate my app over while I'm in the middle of it to HTML5 for cross-platform reasons? Well, you know, what do you say to those guys? You get that question, right?
So you're talking about migrating it over to Windows 8 or
Windows 8 Phone? No, I want to migrate it to Windows. I mean, I'm sorry. I want to migrate it over to HTML5 so it'll work on Windows and work on Windows Phone and work on, let's say there's another platform out there, right? I mean, what do you say to those guys? Are they missing out on something? Are they not seeing a big picture? Are they right?
None of the above, actually. My personal opinion is the best place for you to develop is the place where your strengths are, or the place where your team's strengths are. So there's a lot of talk about cross-platform HTML, you know, especially in the HTML5 community. But one of the things you'll notice is it's not as easy as you conceptually think to do stuff cross-platform, even on HTML5. So if you're just doing it for that, I personally think it's a bad move. If you're very strong or your team's very strong in C# and XAML, you know, stay there. One of the great things about, I think, that's came across with Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8, and people are going to love this, is the fact that you can have unmanaged code. A lot of code bases, a lot of libraries, a lot of stuff that will do stuff for you can now be utilized, you know, on both platforms.
Unmanaged code, you mean COBOL, right?
Yeah, COBOL.net, actually.
No, that's not what you really meant. Unmanaged code, C++.
C++, of course,
C++,
yeah.
Right. And that's a big deal because of, especially like game provider or game publishing companies and things like that, they've got a lot of assets in C++. And now they can do that in Windows 8 and they can do it on Windows Phone?
Well, Windows Phone is 8 core, right? So they can do it in both.
Right, and to be clear, Windows 8 core, not 8 cores of
like, core. Yes, thank you for clearing that up. I don't want to confuse people.
8 core, that's right.
We've just announced we have 8 cores on the phone.
That's right, exclusive scoop.
Forget your dual core stuff.
Nice, okay. All right, let me change positions or kind of subjects here and talk a little bit about games, since we're talking about games. Okay. If I'm writing a game in on the phone, what technology have I probably already chosen?
XNA.
XNA. And yes. So the migration over to Windows 8 is going to be?
Well, you know what? You can actually run XNA on Windows 8. On the desktop side.
Comma. Yeah, exactly.
Comma, on the desktop side. To me, in technology, things change, and this is, to me, a great change, because I think what you're going to see is a lot more power for developers. So for games on Windows 8 and for games on Windows Phone 8, you can use DirectX and C++. And to me, what this gives you is a couple things. One, if you're building a brand new game, you have not only the power of unmanaged code in C++ on DirectX, but you also have the capability, like we already talked about, using libraries. But another benefit, and this is, you know, kind of for developers, but more for consumers, there's a lot of great apps out there that have been built on different platforms that will make it really easy for them to port over to Windows Phone 8 because they can use C++ because
that's it's right. Back to those large game publishing companies already have these C++ assets and they're ready to go, right? So
absolutely.
This is really opening the door for them. Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice. What's your favorite app in the marketplace, Daniel?
Well, Coffee Finder, of course.
It's a mind-blowing app. I see it. Nisha, what's your favorite app in the marketplace?
Coffee Finder, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm in support of Daniel.
until our fart app gets into the marketplace, that's my favorite too.
Then, yep, yeah, that's our app.
Well, what's yours, Jerry?
No, it's always been Coffee Finder, right? I mean, from the beginning. That's right. No. So the long term and the short term is let's get your app in as fast as possible so it can be in the front of the line. Take advantage of the opportunity that's like looming for Windows 8 when it goes into release. You can be right there as part of it. People buy a new device. They're going to look for apps. You want to be in that list. But there's a long-term list as well, right? Or a long-term vision as well with an app that migrates over from the phone. And it has to do with increasing the functionality that you're going to release, maybe taking some of that code and making it reusable across different types. And then the story for Windows Phone 8 is a little different than the story for Windows Phone 7, right? If I'm in Windows Phone 7, what happens to my apps on Windows Phone 8, Daniel?
So if you're already in the marketplace and you have an app there, you don't have to do anything. So it will automatically work on Windows Phone 8. So all those 100,000. Now, if you want to, obviously there's new stuff coming out with Windows Phone 8 as well. They haven't announced everything.
Right.
But, you know, some of the stuff they have announced, the new live tiles, they've announced NFC, done those announcements. If you want to take advantage of any of those, obviously you're going to have to make some changes to take advantage of the new stuff. But your app will work without you doing anything if you don't want to take advantage of it.
It seems like there's a lot of opportunity for developers, whichever platform they're targeting, both reuse of logic and a lot of the assets they've invested in. Now, tell me a little bit more about the Convertathon. If developers are really tuned into this, how can they find out more information?
So it's really easy. We've run a few events already, and we have a website up called convertathon.com. You can go up there, look for ones in your area, and sign up.
And Convertathons are a lot of fun. You have prizes and all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, not only you get the learning in the first part of the day, but the second part of the day, people get to come up and show what they've converted, and the best converted app wins prizes.
Awesome. And you'll be there, which is the most important thing.
And I will be at some of them, yes.
Nice. All right, Daniel, how do we find you on the internet?
Really easy. Twitter is just at Daniel Egan. You can find me on my blog, thesociablegeek.com, or email me, daniel.egan@microsoft.com.
Very nice. What do you think, Nisha?
Awesome. I'm excited. Now we have to build a fart app for Windows 8 and for Windows Phone.
The pressure is so high. Oh, my God.
How about Fart Finder?
Fart Finder.
That's beautiful. Without the E, because you drop the E, so you're cool, right?
Exactly.
Fart Finder. I love it. All right. Thanks, Nisha.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. And thank you, Daniel.
All right. See ya.
All right, look forward to our next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio, all about Windows 8. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.